the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Miami of Ohio Red Hawks coach Jack Owens out of the MAC, doing good on this year, 3-0 so far. Got a win here in Atlanta. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. Coach Owens, what's up, man? How's life up there for you guys, man?
It's going well, man. Can't complain. How are you doing?
Coach, I'm blessed, man. Back on the road again, covering games, man. So getting to be normal a little bit here, about here, getting to be normal, going covering the Hawks games again. So got to be on the road again, brother.
Yeah, no question. It's good to get back to some normalcy, man. But it's great. Always great to see you, man.
Same here, Coach. Man, excuse me, man. Let's go to last year. You got 12 wins in a COVID year, a winning record. So I'll get some downtime to reflect on it, Coach. Were you really satisfied that you got 12 wins in the hardest year ever, having shutdowns, canceling games? Still, your young men got a winning record out of last year.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it was a huge accomplishment for our program. You know, that was our fourth year, and to have a winning record, and obviously, you know, having like everyone else in the country to deal with the COVID issues and games being forfeited. And, you know, I believe our last 7 out of 9 games were on the road because of COVID, because of the cancellation, and we were not able to make up 2 home games. So, like, to be able to win our last 4 road games and do the things that we did last year throughout the COVID year, I was just happy with the end result of having a winning season, to be honest with you.
No doubt, because you know how it is when you get in certain years, they're looking at record at certain points. So having a winning record has to make you feel good. And having a true spring and summer and fall, because I think young men and coaches kind of realize how much important the spring and summer was after not having it in that COVID year.
Absolutely. From a development standpoint, you know, and also from a chemistry standpoint, just have the guys been able to be around each other and work to get better, but building that chemistry is very important. But it was great to have the guys back this summer. And like you said, those times are very important just to be able to mold your team and to get on the same page.
Most definitely, because as you know, Coach, development happens when you're not playing games the most. You can work with your coaches, you can work out in the weight room on your own without that pressure of a game or having to make adjustments every night or so. So I'll talk about that with you and your staff. What you kind of prioritize with your guys this summer to make sure they come back ready for this year and be good as they are so far?
Yeah, you know what? This is the oldest we've been. So we've had guys in the program 3 and 4 years and guys – we're excited to get back and get to work and you know, try to put ourselves in position to win a championship, but also get the NCAA tournament. So our mindset, you know, myself and the staff were just, you know, first of all, we want to stay healthy because that's the first order of business when, you know, with COVID still lingering, but also just injuries in general. So just wanted the guys to come back, stay healthy, work on the things that we need to work on offense and defensively and just continue to get better and just continue to mold our team. And also, you know, it was crazy because this fall was the first time I was able to have guys over to the house in a year or so. So it was like, you know, those kind of things that you take for granted, being able to just have the guys over to the house and, you know, be around your family and those kind of things. You know, it was good to be able to do this year. So, you know, just great to have the summer to get the guys back and work on the necessary things that we need to get better at offensive and defensive, but just being around the guys and the normal capacity was great for us.
And speaking of being older, Coach, that COVID year is going to help you out a lot, too. You're keeping some guys around an extra year now, so it'll keep you older, a year older, having to have so much turnovers, per se. So that's kind of recruit your own young men, because this portal thing is crazy. But still, you're a little older, another year extra, and because as you and I both know, being old in this game helps out a lot.
Oh, man, it's definitely the way to go, you know, especially – you know, when you're trying to recruit, you know, certain guys and to be able to keep your guys is very important. Like you alluded to the portal. And I was happy with our guys because they elected to stay together instead of, you know, having some guys going to the portal. You know, you want what's best for each individual guy. And if someone decides to do that this day and age, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, our guys elected to come back, stay together, and we had two fifth-year guys come back, and Precious I and Delonte Brown. So those guys are great additions to our team to have around for another year, but to have everyone stay and come back, you know, for the most part, was definitely an accomplishment in his own right, because this is a good group that we have.
Think about the two young men you just signed here on the 10th of November for early signing period here. Tell us about those two young men coming to your program next year.
Yeah, Mitchell is a 6'8", you know, post player. He's kind of unique from the standpoint, you know, his 15 and in, he's very good, skilled, you know, where he's like an Ethan Happ kind of guy. When I was in the Big Ten, you know, scouting him when he was at Wisconsin, or you know, preparing to go against Wisconsin, Mitchell reminded me a lot of him, where he's extremely athletic, can really pass, can really run the floor. You know, he's continued to expand his game out the three, but just a, you know, big time athlete at 6'8". And then Billy Smith is a, you know, 6'6", 6'7" wing that can really shoot the basketball, but also can play with the ball in his hand in regards to making plays for himself and others. Just excited about these two guys, and they both have high basketball IQ, and they play for winning high school programs and winning AU programs. So just continue to add guys with, you know, skill, basketball IQ, and length is what we're trying to continue to address year in and year out.
I was happy you signed two young men out of high school, but some guys are only going with portal guys. So yeah, I'm happy that you did that, but I do understand the portal is what it is as well. So did you kind of leave a spot or two open now to kind of accommodate a portal guy if it's the right fit? Because I know you can't go sign for so forth early signees now, but the portal, then I got to leave a spot or two open to kind of, if some possible that works for you, to bring them in there for you.
Yeah, no question. You know, we do have a scholarship available, and take the best available in regards to, you know, addressing our need. You know, the luxury of who we have, we have a lot of guys that can return again next year. So, you know, just trying to make the right decision for our program in regards to who we need to add. And, you know, not just from a basketball standpoint, we want to make sure it's the right fit off the court as well with our guys. And then, you know, Miami is a great academic institution, and also who can carry their weight in the classroom. So getting the right student athlete is very important to us, you know, for a lot of reasons, but also, you know, if there's a certain need, you know, we will look into the portal to address, because the name of the game, if you can stay old and get old and keep guys together, is a good recipe to have a successful season for sure.
And you came down here to Atlanta, Coach, and, you know, you Georgia Tech, a tough opponent on the road. Josh Patterson does a great job. You all came back on them late, hit a big shot late. So tell me about the game here in Atlanta, and just seeing your guys persevere and come back on a Power 5 school on the road on opening night there.
Yeah, you know what? Josh does a great job, man. They're well coached, well prepared. We were very fortunate to get a road win. You know, you're talking about a game that went back and forth, man. I don't recall how many lead changes there were, but you're talking about a tie score, 33 all at half, where we go up a little bit, then they come back to tie it in the first half. And but before that, it was going back and forth prior to that. And then the second half, it started out that way. We come out hot. And start of the second half, and then it goes back and forth, and then they take a little lead. I thought it was just a great college game. You know, two heavyweight fights, you know, two heavyweight boxers just going at each other. But I thought our guys stayed the course. You know, we were down, I believe it was 4 to 6 points with 2 minutes to go, and was able to make the necessary plays on both sides of the ball to get a win in regulations. But just happy with our effort, you know, because Georgia Tech could have easy as well won the game as well. But for us to go in there, withstand their crowd and you know, that atmosphere, and to come away with a road win, and our guys just found the way to get it done. And obviously Makai makes a big time play to get an offensive rebound put back. And then what I like a lot about it as well, we have to get a defensive stop to seal the game, because we were only at one, and then we get the stop, we get the rebound. Delonte Brown then makes his two free throws. So no, just a huge team win, a great way to start the year off. And we thought we had a great week last week, and just want to continue to build off that win for sure.
Just last night, you beat Stetson last night out of A-Sun, Lamar as well, and other tough opponents. So tell me about seeing your guys build off that win, Georgia Tech. Because, you know, sometimes you get a big win, you have a letdown after that. So your guys stay the course. Tell me about that as well, beating Lamar Stetson. And, you know, now you got a game coming up here on Saturday as well and Tuesday before you play Western Illinois in Macomb. So tell me about keeping your guys grounded as they got that big win down here in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know what? It was a huge win for us. And then Lamar, you have a quality opponent coming in. You know, AB, he does a great job at Lamar. You know, he's going to put his imprint on that program. And they can put you, you know, in binds with the way they play because they space you out and they can drive and they can shoot the three. And just a solid opponent. But the thing about it, at Georgia Tech, we had some quality looks that didn't go down. And then we get back home, we have some of the similar looks and the ball goes in, you know. So you make 17 threes, you have 27 assists, and you just, you know, we played extremely well on the offensive end. And, you know, if we play that way, no matter who we were playing on a night like that, when that ball is going in like it was last Saturday, we can beat a lot of people, you know, and that's what it was. And then our guys did a good job taking care of the basketball. You know, we had 27 assists and 12 turnovers. And then last night we played Stetson, who's a good team, and coach does a great job there. And they went with a different lineup, and they went with more of a four man at the five spot that can really shoot the three and kind of put us in a bind. But was happy across the board. We won the rebound war. We had five turnovers for the game. You know, we did a lot of good things in regards to playing winning basketball. And anytime you can do that, and, you know, we made nine threes, and, you know, we were, I believe, 17 for 18 from the free throw line, just playing the right way and giving up 65 points in that game against a quality opponent like Stetson, and just happy with the win. And we just want to continue to build, you know, because there's things that we can continue to clean up to get better on both sides of the ball. And those are the things that we're going to continue to work at in regards of offense and defense as the year continue to go on and on.
And you have a great schedule to get ready for that MAC play. You got Western Illinois coming up as well. Cincinnati at your place. How about that? We're shortly here. Indiana State with Josh Church as well. And Carolina, of course, and Clemson. Clemson. So, I mean, that's a tough road, but I think it'll help you out for that MAC, because we both know the MAC is tough. You know, it's no easy night. So this is preparing you all for those MAC battles coming up here at the first of the year here.
Hey, no question about it. The thing is, our league, for whatever reason, man, I think this is a two-bit league. You know, I'm biased to it because there's really good coaches, really good players. And you know what? You know, we just got to continue to do what we're doing. I believe we had two Power Five wins in the first week in our league, and just continue to go out and play and showcase, you know, who we are as a league. And I just think our schedule in regards to Clemson, Indiana State, Cincinnati, Bellarmine, who's a good team. You know, Georgia Tech, Lamar, the Stetson, you know, all those games are definitely going to get us ready for league play. And that's what you want. You want to be able to use the non-conference schedule to get ready for conference play and going in different environments from, like I mentioned, Georgia Tech, Western Illinois, Indiana State, and Clemson on the road. You know, you got to be hooked up and ready to go in all those environments. And that's what we're looking forward to and learning from each experience and using those experiences, win, lose, or draw, to get ready for conference play.
And last one I got for you, Coach, is you got Cincinnati coming to your place in Oxford there. Tell me about that, how excited the students are for that, the fan base is excited to have those guys coming to play you at your place.
Man, first of all, I think it's great. You know, I would love to play as many regional games home and home if we could here, you know, in our area. But for them to come here and we start this series is great. I think it's good for both teams, but it's great for our fan base. And you're right. Hopefully it's a sellout. You know, it's something that, you know, people are looking forward to coming to, because you're going to have two good teams competing, you know, that night. And just looking forward to the opportunity of playing against a caliber team like them in our building. And that's what it's about. You know, our student athletes and our fans want to see good, you know, good teams coming in here on December 1st. It should be exciting to have those guys come in here and to have this opportunity to play. And it should be a great environment. You know, hopefully our students come out, our fans, and, you know, Cincinnati, I know they travel well. So it should be a great environment for two good teams just going at it. And hopefully You know, we have a successful day that day for sure. And also bringing back one of our greats and Devin Davis as well for that game. So, you know, should be a great day. We're looking forward to it. But as you know, man, we're going to take care who's on our schedule next and just put our attention to detail in those games. But we are looking forward to that Cincinnati game for sure.
But Coach Owens, you know I'm going to be cheering for you as always, brother. You know, I'm looking to see how the Redhawks are doing. So, you know, I'm going to be cheering for you. Now, I'll find you after the first year, see what you guys go doing in the MAC play as well, brother. So, keep winning these games, man. I'm cheering for you, brother. You got my support always, my guy.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you having me on, and stay safe and wish you well, my man.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe as well, brother.
Thank you.
All right, now.